This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Breezy, I thought you absolutely crushed it last week. Intern Joe gave you a 6 out of 10, which wasn't the highest score you've gotten for your acting abilities, but
not what I gave the score last week.
But this morning, I really need you to be the method actress I know you know how to be.
Okay.
You are going to be playing the role of my smart, sexy teacher. Uh-huh. Okay. This is middle school, by the way, but this is an iconic scene from a certain film by a certain actor who's no longer with us, rest in power, but one of the greatest comedic actors of our time. 585-252-9800. If you happen to know the name of the film, what questions do you have?
So, what's my vibe?
You're a little bashful. You're a little embarrassed. You're a little taken back. Okay. Like, this child is asking me to the school dance? I could never. Even though most teachers are like banging their students in the car today in the parking lot. But
literally, can shout out to my high school.
Joe, do you want to do the honors one last time? Go
one
for it. I'm going to set the tone here, play some background music in us inside of a high school.
Lights, camera, action.
Jack, you're still here. Jack, do you feel okay? Is everything all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here, these are for you. I know you like them. I saved all the red gummy bears. Took a whole long time to get a whole bag.
Well, this is very sweet of you. Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
Because I'm a nice guy, huh?
Yes, you're a very nice young man, yes.
Miss Marquez, I was thinking that maybe if you didn't have anything to do, that maybe you might want to go to the dance with me? It'd be really fun, I promise.
Oh, Jackie.
Jakey. That does say Jackie.
Yeah, it's quite so. I don't know, Jakey is not you changing his name, it's script.
So you want to go? My mom said she'll drive us.
Jack, you don't want to go with me. I'm an old lady.
But that's why. That's why I want to go with you.
Oh.
I can't go with the girls my age because I look so much older than them. Where you look just like me.
Jack, listen to me. You're still a very young man up here in your head. And I know you look older for your age than the other girls in class, but...
So what time should my mom and I pick you up?
Jack, you are my student. I am your teacher. Teachers and students do not go to dances together. Do you understand that?
But I thought
no.
That...
No means no. Now get on out of here, won't you? I can't date you, Jack. No means no!
in some countries, no means yes, right?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Depends on where you're asking.
Okay, Breezy. Well done, Dave. Well done.
I really brought it home for my birthday.
You really did. I thought you blew it out of the park there for a second. Mm-hmm. A couple of listeners already started guessing on what the name of that movie is. No one got it correct yet, but it does star Robin Williams. The thing about this movie I liked is he's a grown man in the movie playing the role of a 10-year-old child. And the name of the movie is called Jack. Mm-hmm. And it's a classic film. And by the way, the teacher in this is Jennifer Lopez, who I do not like.
So hot.
But she did do a great job.
Did you say how old this film is?
1996,
okay.
Right. So.
It's 29 years old.
Go home tonight, watch the film, and really see how well you did in your part in this scene.
Okay.
Because I think you did really great.
No.
Okay. Joe, why don't you go ahead and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. How did she do?
I'd say, Breeze, you got like 9.5.
Oh, my God.
Can't even throw me the half a bone.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.